producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. And I mean, I don't even know where to start. I mean, you know, some of you want to hear, like, the world news, okay? And we definitely have some developments going on in Paris. And then some of you want to hear, like, you know, the entertainment news, like what's going on with James Bond. I guess, and not that news interests me more, trust me. National security, you know, what's been going on is a hell of a lot more important. But, you know, we got some very, very non-heavy news out there that we need to share. Like, for example, okay, the historic Taco Bell building is making a run for Irvine on the back of a truck, according to the LA Times. What is going on with Taco Bell, and why is it on the back of a truck? The FDA has approved a new nasal spray to treat opioid overdoses. This could be administered very, very quickly and save lives and be a complete, you know what? Why am I having a brain fart? Because I didn't eat yet. I haven't eaten. Anyway, cool. It's cool. Scientists grow functional vocal cord tissue in the lab. This is super cool because if, God forbid, I ever lose my voice, how am I supposed to be on air stumbling and bumbling around like I usually do? I would need new vocal cords. So scientists have new vocal cord tissue. We got light therapy for depression we're going to talk about. Many of you guys don't know how often you really should be having sex to keep your marriage or your couple ship and your relationship, you know, strong. We have the amount of sex you're supposed to have. I know I need to really, really step it up. You have modern men going back to some of their caveman roots to try to get the babes. We'll talk about what they do for that. I know. I kind of dig the whole caveman thing. I don't know, I think it's pretty sexy. Of course, we got Daniel Craig in the news, or not so much Daniel Craig, but James Bond. I got to admit, I was really kind of underwhelmed by the last James Bond movie. I apologize. It really wasn't, you know, the most exciting. And I think he wore a shirt for most of it, so that was not fun. Viagra's in the news. They say Viagra may ward off type 2 diabetes. Viagra. Is it because you're having sex, or is it something about the pill? We also got McDonald's in the news as well. Usually we got something about Walmart going on in the news, but McDonald's I'll take because I like talking about McDonald's in the news. All right, but nothing is more interesting or more fascinating than what you have to say and ask, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We do have some good news on the Paris front. Abdelhamid Abaoud has died in a raise in France, and it was Paris attack's top suspect. They got him. The Islamic State militant suspected of orchestrating the Paris terrorist attacks died in a police raid in the northern Paris suburb of Saint-Denis early Wednesday. The confirmation of his death followed fingerprint analysis. The Paris prosecutor, Francois Malins, said in a statement, Mr. Abaoud's body was heavily riddled with wounds from gunfire and a grenade detonated during the raid. They said, we do not know at this stage whether Abaoud blew himself up or not. At least one other person died in the raid, a woman who detonated a suicide vest, whom two French intelligence officials have identified as Hasna Atibou Lassen, 26 years old, a cousin of Abaud. Right now, the death toll from the Paris attacks has topped 129 people, as well as hundreds of others injured. Three teams of terrorists in a series of closely coordinated attacks basically declared war on Friday. And there's a manhunt continuing right now in Belgium for Saleh Abdeslam, 26 years old, a French citizen who was thought to have fled to Brussels after taking part in the attacks. He is considered to be very, very dangerous. Belgian authorities did arrest nine people, seven of them as part of an investigation into Bilal Hadfi, 20 years old, who detonated his explosive vest outside the Stade de France on Friday in a series of raids. Homes have been searched in the neighborhoods of Laeken, Oakley, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Oakley, Jet, Molenbeek. Molenbeek, I guess, was the base for Mr. Abdeslam and his brother Ibrahim, who was one of the seven attackers who died, as well as Mr. Abaud. French intelligence officials have concluded that Mr. Abaud was involved in at least four of the six terrorist plots in France that actually were foiled since the spring. So getting this guy was a definite big step. He's a Belgian citizen who was about 27, 28 years old, they say, according to the New York Times. He went to Syria last year to fight with the Islamic State, but it wasn't until Monday that French authorities learned that he might be back in Europe. And he had already been linked to a couple terrorist conspiracies in France that year, an April plot to attack a church in the southern Paris suburb of Villejuif, and an August attack aboard the high-speed train heading for Paris. So, you know, as we see these developments unfold, we'll keep you posted. But this Abaud apparently was, quote-unquote, the brain behind the attacks. And, you know, it's interesting. When you look at the Boston Marathon bombers, then you look at this family of brothers and cousins, you know, it's, you know, I was listening to the news. They were talking about how, you know, shocking it was that you would see, you know, families, you know, work together like this. But, I mean, to me, it would make sense when you start to proselytize somebody or brainwash them into thinking it's a good idea. You know, many times they need people that they could trust and talk to about that and convince. And so I'm not surprised that whole families start to get recruited. It's extremely frightening that this kind of stuff is going on, and it's extremely unfortunate, but one step, a very giant step has been made today, and we'll report as we have more developments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jared Fogle, the ex-Subway pitchman, pleads guilty to child porn, sex, and crime charges. We'll be right back to talk about that.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who was making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Don't forget that today is National Toilet Day. We're going to be talking more about that. It is a very extremely important day. Not only have I posted a picture of me on the toilet like I think a lot of people really like to do in their spare time, but they just don't have the guts to post it on social media. But it's about raising awareness for the 2.4 billion people that don't have proper sanitation. About 1.2 billion people have to defecate out in the open with everybody looking. And there's bad sanitary conditions, inability to wash your hands, women and children at risk of getting assaulted. And so World Toilet Day has been, actually it originated, I believe back in 2001. November 19th, and the UN passed a resolution 12 years later in 2013 to make it a UN observance. And so World Toilet Day, various ways to help, go to worldtoiletday.org or go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page and or Epic Times. I have an article in Epic Times on how you get up for World Toilet Day, but it is no joke. And we're raising awareness by having everybody post pictures of themselves on the toilet. Okay, still be covered, okay? You know, I mean, like with me, I'm wearing a skirt or whatever, but still be covered if you can, okay? Because, again, we don't want you guys to get in trouble for any sort of porn. Speaking of porn, Jared Fogle, Subway pitchman, remember he weighed 425 pounds or something like that when he was a student at Indiana University. And then he began eating Subway to help drop him 245 pounds. And then Subway made him the spokesperson. And, you know, he seemed pretty academic. He seemed like a nice guy. And it was kind of a feel-good story for a lot of us because it was somebody that overcame. And here he is becoming famous and very, very rich for overcoming a multiple hundred pound weight loss battle. And, you know, not the typical, you know, popular kid jock sort of story. You know, it was somebody who probably got picked on a lot growing up. And it was a story that made many of us feel good until we heard that he was being, I guess, investigated for child porn and sex crimes. Well, he was eventually arrested, and it appears that today he pleaded guilty in federal court to child porn and sex crime charges. Let me see. He is expected to address a courtroom in Indianapolis before U.S. District Judge Tanya Walton. Pratt sentences him later today. Experts testified that he fantasized about young girls and had a sex drive that ramped up after he began shedding pounds. Huh. His attorneys have asked that he receive 5 years in prison, while prosecutors have recommended 12 and a half years. The judge has the discretion to sentence him to even longer behind bars. Under the plea deal first agreed upon in August, he must register as a sex offender after his release and have his digital devices monitored. Fogle was charged with one count each of traveling to engage in sexual conduct with a minor and receiving child pornography. The judge, in reviewing the case to the courtroom Thursday, said the images involved children as young as six, and that Fogle asked adult prostitutes to procure children for him in various states. Judge Pratt asked, "Is everything I just stated the truth?" Fogle said, "Yes, it is the truth, Your Honor." Before the sentencing, prosecutors and defense teams sparred in court over whether Fogle could have controlled himself and whether he could be rehabilitated. Dr. John Bradford, a forensic psychiatrist, testifying on behalf of the defense, said Fogle had a compulsive eating disorder and that after losing weight, he substituted food for a sense of hypersexuality. That included a mild case of pedophilia in which he became attracted to female teenagers. He said there was a low to moderate risk of Fogle relapsing. Yeah, you see, this idea that there's a psychological reason for it and that should lessen the sentence, right? Or you know, lessen the punishment, I think is ridiculous, okay? If he is a threat, he's a threat. And you know, whether he had schizophrenia or whether he had an impulsive eating disorder and then an impulsive addictive personality or you know, various variety types of personality disorders, you know, I understand that that gets thrown into court because sometimes it could cause juries to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, we feel sorry for him. He was suffering. You know, somebody has manic episodes of sex. You know, and that's why they, you know, went and raked, you know, what would worry me, you know, being a juror is, okay, well, all right, let's say that was the cause and there's a medical reason for it. And you tore on my heartstrings for this one. How do I know this medical condition or this psychiatric condition isn't going to continue once they get out? How do I know the rehab is really going to work? People fail rehab all the time. So, you know, it's interesting how the defense makes their case, but it's, it doesn't make me feel any more, you know, any relief that, you know, he's not going to be continuing acts like that. You know, somebody attracted two kids, I mean, as young as six, babies, all right, there's something wrong. Okay, that was never designed. That was never, ever designed in the human brain. It was never supposed to be a part of the plan. All right, and when that happens, it really concerns you because these kids are victims. They say since the arrest, Fogle has paid $100,000 each to each of his victims. Those victims, four of whom are now adults, were identified after police say they reviewed nearly 160,000 text messages, more than 27,000 emails, and tens of thousands of videos and images. Two of the victims were 16 and 17 when Fogle traveled to New York City to pay them for sex at upscale hotels. He also received pornographic materials from Russell Taylor, the executive director of the charity, the Jared Foundation. Taylor has separately agreed to plead guilty to child exploitation and child pornography charges. That's a shame. All right. We got a lot of fast food news. Historic Taco Bell building is going to make, instead of a run for the border, a run for Irvine on the back of a truck, according to L.A. Times. They said, remember when the space shuttle Endeavor made its final journey to California a few years ago? People followed its 12-mile, two-day trek through the streets of L.A. So now Taco Bell's kind of doing similar. This building was opened in the early 1960s and dubbed Numero Uno for number one. And it will begin a 5-hour, 45-mile move on the back of a truck from Downey to Irvine. The building won't exactly run, but it will be moving in a generally southern direction. It's a 53-year-old building relocated to Taco Bell's headquarters, and it'll save it from impending demolition. According to Taco Bell Chief Executive Brian Nickel, this is arguably the most important restaurant in our company's history. When we heard about the chance of it being demolished, we had to step in. So for those of you guys that want to see it go through Norwalk, Cerritos, La Palma, Buena Park, Anaheim, Tustin, and Orange, you could follow it. I guess it's going to start 10:30 tonight. Taco Bell founder Glenn Bell, I guess the owner, I was watching Fox 5, Jason Feinberg was talking about how Glenn, I guess the owner of Taco Bell was, you know, the name is in the name, as opposed to just being a bell. He opened this 400-square-foot store in 1962. It closed as a Taco Bell in 1986, but it would basically, you know, house different taquerias, you know, for decades. The shop has been vacant since December 2014. It's a little bitty building, but it's so cute. So plans for new development on the lot put the building at risk, and so people are trying to preserve numero uno. Yeah, I never was a big Taco Bell person because I didn't like, you know, this was very interesting. Mexican food is one of my favorite foods, but when I was growing up, I didn't like it that much. I didn't like Chinese food. I didn't like Mexican food. And all of a sudden, I guess, you know, after you live on Top Ramen long enough, you start to go, you know what, I'm not going to be picky with my taste. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh, this tastes good. And so I never really ate. I guess maybe I've eaten maybe twice at a Taco Bell my whole life. I don't really eat at Taco Bell, and you know,
five layer burritos are probably the only thing. But they gotta be grilled. They're
five layer.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good,
really?
And they're cheap because I'm poor, and that's my typical.
Oh, yum! Yeah, I think I want one now. I mean, it's you know, just talking about all this, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. Well, there was a little Mexican restaurant. I just didn't call it a Mexican restaurant, but it was like a taqueria in Reno, and they would make quesadillas with Monterey Jack cheese, and it was so delicious. And so I would eat there, but it wasn't a Taco Bell. It was like a mom and pop shop that had a little drive-thru. It was near Sparks. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Taco Bell run. Let's take a run for Taco Bell. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, celebrating World Toilet Day today, and I don't know if celebrating is the right word, but we're trying to raise awareness for World Toilet Day because we have billions of people that don't have access to good sanitation, putting them at risk for dysentery, cholera, other infectious agents, typhoid, and unable to wash their hands, unable to poop in a private setting, being at the risk of being attacked and raped, and it's some dangerous stuff. So we're trying to raise awareness. You can go to World toiletday.org if you want to donate. And if you want to raise awareness, you can post a picture of yourself on the toilet seat, right, for World Toilet Day. Put it on social media. You can hashtag World Toilet Day or, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I'm on the potty too, whatever you want to do. It's fine by me. Go to my Facebook and Twitter and please send me your picture so I can help post it. So while we're celebrating World Toilet Day, not a bad idea to review the history of toilet paper. You know me, I love talking about the history of things. And toilet paper has its roots way back in China, I guess. All right, they say it's the first recorded use. So we're talking, what, maybe China 850 AD. Let me see here. They say back in 50 BC, according to encyclopedia.toiletpaperworld.com, the Chinese first made paper with short lengths of bamboo and then later added cotton linen rags, which were soaked in water, pounded into swollen pulp, and then forced into sheets. Now, even though toilet paper wasn't used then, we think paper first originated in 50 BC. Then about 800 years later, they realized, you know what, we could wipe our tushies with it. And so that's what ended up happening. All right? Apparently, though, it wasn't standard written practice, they said, until the, let me see, 1300s? No. Really? The 1300s. I'm reading this as we go. I apologize. All right. And what ended up happening was 1391, they say the first toilet paper reported was used by the Chinese emperor. Can you imagine something like that making the news? Here we're talking about Taco Bell, and back then they were like, the Chinese emperor has used paper, you know, to wipe his tushy. As a luxury item, only royalty had access to toilet paper. The paper was made in 2 feet by 3 feet sheets. That would barely cover it for me. And the Bureau of Imperial Supplies began producing 720,000 sheets of toilet tissue per year. By the 15th century, in Renaissance Europe, paper was in high demand by the educated and the elite, so paper became a very essential commodity. They're even saying how royalty used to actually use pages from books. Tom, you and I were talking about Sears Tower, because tell me what you were saying about the using the books for toilet paper.
I actually found it here on the same page, the toilet paper world, and originally, there's a building downtown Minneapolis called the Midtown Building, which used to be the old Sears Printing Catalog company, which in 1700, they were using things like the Farmer's Almanac and the Sears Catalog to wipe their bottoms with. And so I was joking that that was probably the first use of general toilet paper for the public. And so, literally, like, 4 blocks from my house is where TP was made for the public, so...
You see, you should give, like, tours, and...
Every time I stand outside, the liquor store is right across the street, and if I go get a couple of beers, I'm standing across the street telling somebody, that's where toilet paper was made.
Man, that's cool, though. This is the kind of stuff, though, we like. You know how smart we'll sound later?
Oh, I know.
You know, talking to our coworkers about how we know that, you know?
I brag about how I know where toilet paper came from all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's important.
It's over.
Man, well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for enlightening us. I guess Middle Age days, they were using straw, hay, grass. People used leaves. People used their hands. They said sailors would use a frayed end of an old anchor cable. All that must have torn. Corn cobs, leaves. And here we go from the Washington Post, pages from the Sears Roebuck catalog. Hey, it was a huge catalog, and you had extra paper. French royalty used lace. Wealthy people in many countries use perfumed wool. I guess modern toilet paper in its form that we know today originated in 1857 when Joseph Gayety sold his medicated paper in packages of flat sheets. It wasn't until Scott Company came out where they had rolls of toilet paper in 1890. And I believe the cardboard part didn't come out till the 1950s. I have to remember. Let me see. Well, let's do this. 1890. I might as well give you guys a history lesson here, okay? 1890, the manufacture of sulfite wood pulp was first commercially accepted in the U.S. So this involved cooking wood chips in an acid, chiefly bisulfite of lime, using high temperature, high pressure. The pulp can be bleached white. You know, because people didn't want brown toilet paper, because people like to look, you know, and see what they, you know, wiped, right? Sulfite pipe is very stable, and the bleached pulp was good for writing, tissue, book, wrapping papers, as well as holding foods. Unbleached sulfite pulp was used for newsprint. So toilet paper on a roll was introduced by the Scott Paper Company, and then Scott became the nation's leading producer of toilet paper. Imagine, why not instead of sheets, we make a roll? It's brilliant. Scott brought large rolls of paper from paper manufacturers and then converted them to become toilet paper on a tiny, smaller roll. The toilet paper was sold through intermediaries, private labelers, etc., and Scott private labeled the wrappers and cut the paper according to specification that each retailer wanted. And the Scott Company didn't want it to be like the Victorian era, nobody talk about it. They, you know, many owners didn't want their name on the park, on the product, but the Scott Company was like, look, this is the normal thing, this is something that is not, you don't be embarrassed about. Arthur Scott joined Scott, and I guess then they start to sell through retailers, and by 1896, then you have soda pulp mills. Okay, I don't think they added soda pop to it. This is soda pulp. These mills cook the wood chips in caustic soda, and then that innovated it a little bit more, and they were able to use it for printing paper, and let me see, I don't know, but I don't care about printing paper, I just care about the toilet paper. Where else are we going here? Scott paper towels came out in 1907, and the Sandy towels became the first disposable paper towel in America, used in Philadelphia schools to prevent common cold. See how smart they were back then? And then Scott begins to manufacture its own toilet paper. Rather than making toilet paper and giving it to retailers, they decided to become the retailer themselves. Very innovative, very, very smart. And they came out with the perforation. They began to make these 72-inch parent rolls of tissue, cutting them into smaller rolls, and the smaller rolls were 650 or 1,000 perforated sheets. Did you guys ever do that, count the sheets in your toilet paper when you guys were younger? We used to, and I think I got bored after, you know, 50. Then I guess you started to have bandages and menstrual tissue bandage type pads used. Cellu cotton was being used in World War I. And let me see what else. Okay. Oh, and then we have little Scotty facial tissues in 1943. Fluffy, the Northern Cub, appears in advertising. That's when they start to bring that fluffy, yeah, it's a cub. And then, let me see, I'm reading as I go. The font is really, really small. We're talking about our tushies. We're talking about toilet paper history. Northern introduces colored toilet tissue, pink and blue and all that, in 1954. Then they advertise on TV for the first time in 1955. Kleenex is advertised in 1956. Then Procter & Gamble gets involved. And I guess a Mr. Whipple. Was Mr. Whipple the one that squeezed the Charmin in the 1960s? Please don't squeeze the Charmin. Yeah. All right. And then nowadays, I think we have Justin Bieber toilet paper. So that's how we've progressed. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. A customer has sued the operator of a McDonald's restaurant in Waterloo, New York on Wednesday after diners were exposed to food and drinks prepared by a worker with hepatitis A, the virus that causes contagious liver infections. We've talked about hepatitis A. You got hepatitis A, B, and C. Hepatitis A is easily spread through oral fecal route, and we will sometimes see outbreaks in food workers and places of food establishments. A lawsuit was filed in New York State Court in Seneca County against Jascor, Inc. It seeks class action status for potentially affected customers whose plaintiffs said could number more than 1,000. Representatives from Jascor could not immediately be reached for comment. Most McDonald's restaurants are operated by franchisees rather than McDonald's Corp. The Seneca County Health Department on November 13th confirmed a case of hepatitis A in a food service worker at Waterloo McDonald's. Public health officials said diners had a low risk of contracting the illness, but urged those who had consumed food or drinks from the restaurant on November 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, and 8th to consider treatments if they were not previously vaccinated against hepatitis A. Christopher Welch, the plaintiff of the lawsuit, purchased and consumed products from the restaurant on at least one day when the infected worker was on duty, according to the lawsuit. The food worker with hepatitis A can contaminate the food, drinks, utensils, dishes, if he doesn't wash his or her hands after going to the bathroom. So the case is Welch et al. Versus Jascor, Inc. Hepatitis A, signs of that, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, color, the skin turning yellow, you know, the jaundice. When you have hepatitis, you get inflammation of the liver. The inflammation of the liver kills off liver cells. As they open up, they have increase in enzymes that circulate the blood, and these could start giving you a more yellowish color. So jaundice can ensue. And it's some serious stuff. We now vaccinate all kids against hepatitis A, but you have many people out there that are not vaccinated. If you're a food worker, I think in my state you have to be vaccinated against hepatitis A and show proof of vaccination of hepatitis A. So I'm not sure what the rules are in New York. What I would find interesting, though, is, you know, just being devil's advocate. Remember there was somebody suing under the American with Disabilities Act because he was asked to work at home because he was letting off a lot of gas and the smell was really noxious. And so he sued under the American with Disabilities Act because he couldn't be at work. He asked to work from home. So they still gave him a job, but then he quit because he didn't like the pay he was getting. I think they went down in pay when they said he could work from home. So we're watching to see if he was able to successfully sue under the ADA. I wonder if somebody with hepatitis, okay, that isn't allowed, you know, if somebody with hepatitis A is protected under the ADA. I doubt it because it's an infectious disease. It's an acute infectious disease. I mean, you as an employer should be able to send any person sick home. But I would, it just playing devil's advocate, I wonder what the argument is made. Well, you have somebody with an infectious disease, but you have somebody with a lot of gas that is, you know, causing people with asthma to, you know, have, you know, respiratory compromise. I wonder if the ADA would protect the person with the hepatitis A. It's kind of interesting. All right, but either way, as an employer, you have somebody with that sort of illness, you cannot have them handle food. Speaking of McDonald's, McDonald's is again in the news. McDonald's is getting rid of the dollar menu after more than a decade. No more dollar menu. And I don't think it's going to terrify a lot. Many people have used that dollar menu, especially during the recession, to feed their family. Not that that's the healthiest food out there, but it was the choice for many people because it was cheaper. You could feed a family under $10 with that dollar menu. Well, it's being phased out. They will launch the McPick 2 menu, which will let customers pick two of the following items for $2. a McDouble, a McChicken, small fries, and mozzarella sticks. So the offering has gained the necessary votes for franchisees to make it into a national menu and will be available in the U.S. restaurants for a five-week run starting January 4th. After that, McDonald's say it may change the details of the offering, but it plans to stick with the McPick concept and name. McDonald's has had some slumping sales. Okay, so what are they doing now? Now they're making the Egg McMuffin available all day. Yeah, you got a product people like, then, you know, let it be out there all day. Although I'm wondering if, you know, once people can have it, they don't, you know, they end up, you know, getting used to it, so it's not as exciting. So I don't know how that will go. But them offering McDonald's doesn't seem to cost them that much out of pocket, and they're able to make up on sales. And then, as we all expected, we're going to start to see cuts in the cheaper types of food offered as they have to go up in rates with unemployment, wages and insurance, etc. We're going to see them start to cut back on prices of foods, so I'm not surprised. The dollar menu, extra value menu, all of these things, they offer some sort of meal, still high calories though, all right? And it's just another option. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, even though, you know, I would really like to see, even though fast food is not going to go away, we don't want to see that, that could really damage the economy, but I'd really like to see a healthy fast food chain. Somebody out there must be thinking about some sort of a salad to go or wraps to go or something that you could just come up and get. See, I don't know if Subway has a drive-thru. You know, the big thing with fast food is many of them have a drive-thru. People want to drive up. They will skip healthy food just to not have to get out of their car.
I worked at a Subway that had a drive-thru. Some of them do. It depends on the location, because I think most Subways, they don't have, like, you know, how McDonald's or Wendy's or something will build a very specific building for their restaurant.
Standalone, yeah.
Yeah, I think Subway doesn't really do that, to my knowledge, and they tend to find old vacant buildings. And if it's got a drive-thru, they'll use it. If not, no biggie.
Yeah, I mean, if you really, really want your Subway, you'll walk in.
I tend to walk into most restaurants anyway because everybody's in the drive-thru line, so it's quicker to go inside.
Yeah,
that's how it is out here in Minnesota.
Oh, see, that's interesting. Yeah, see, where I live, for like a lot of safety issues, you'll have people like, I'm not going to get out of my car. I'm going to keep my car locked. I'm going to open the window. I'm going to order my food. Just give me my food, and then I can stay in the car. Yeah.
I like seeing the weird people.
Yeah, I know, it's safe. I won't get any bacteria. I won't get any hepatitis. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of calorie posting and restaurants and health information availability, remember there were earlier reports that most restaurant patrons don't really look at the calorie content. They don't care. If they still want to have a bacon cheeseburger, they will. A new study says when eateries did get ahead of the new federal mandate and voluntarily posted their offerings calorie load, they did appear to, it did appear to whittle the calorie content of their food more aggressively, and they basically lessened the amount of calories going into their meal. So even though consumers might not have really read it, they say the restaurants cut some of the calories going into the food. They said reducing the calorific load of menu items did not improve the decision-making, but at least one side of the equation lowered it, so maybe we did have a little bit of a health issue or a little bit of a health benefit. In the new study, public health researcher from Johns Hopkins University, University of Pittsburgh, and Harvard Medical School found that between 2012 and 2014, restaurants that moved to calorie posting early reduced the calorie content of standard items on their menus by an average of roughly 120 calories. New food items introduced by these restaurants average 146 fewer calories. In 2014, restaurants that embraced the calorie labeling averaged 139 fewer calories per item than the restaurants who didn't. So that's pretty cool. So something went right. Okay? You know? And it cost us more money. All I know is when I go to the restaurant, it's more expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Your house. house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.